That was Future Heads.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills, international radio.
Good morning, it's 8:41, and let's welcome in our guest today. It's David Hennant, Doctor Who. David Hennant.
Good
sorry?
Stars.
David Hennant.
And we're off.
And
have you ever had such a big build-up?
And Catherine Tate, hello, welcome.
Well,
we guess your name right.
Yeah. Now, before you came in today, we did a little test on Chappers just to see how much he'd done his research on you.
Right.
Okay, bit of true or false. So, if you could just give us the answers, provide us the answers to these, okay? Mm-hmm. David Tennant drives a Skoda. Now, you said that was false.
Yeah.
That is false.
Thank
but you
you
used to, right?
I used to drive a Skoda,
but that wasn't the question.
Anymore. No, strictly speaking, that is false.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What do you drive now?
A Prius.
Ooh, environmental.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd have asked me that, I could have answered that.
Yeah. I saw the episode of Top Gear where Jeremy Clarkson was berating you.
Yeah.
Who's Skoda?
Catherine Tate is mates with Ross off of Friends. You said true.
We've worked together.
There you go.
Are you mates?
I haven't seen him for a while.
Well, that's a yes, though, isn't it? Yes? You could still be friends without having
Absolutely,
seen somebody
yeah,
for a while.
We were friendly.
Wow,
when we
yeah, I mean, maybe
together.
We should define exactly. Yeah. At what point do you stop
do
being
you
friends?
Stop being friends? You don't stop being friends.
Okay.
Well, so we asked him last week and he said you were friends.
Did he?
Yeah, so you might have just shattered him.
Okay, we'll say that's true then.
Well, everyone tries to pretend they're friends with Catherine, but she's very selective.
David Hennant's tenant was once in a troupe of strippers called the Dream Lovers. You said that was false.
Mm. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. A troupe of strippers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't really. No. That's false.
That's 3 out of 3.
Yeah. Catherine Tate was in The Bill. You said that was true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you,
many
are you
times
in the Bill?
Over.
Many.
Yeah.
Are you?
He's round the back of the estate.
That's right. We don't come from around here.
He's not here. It's been over me looking after the kids and everything.
That's
are you
right.
Are you that? Did you answer the door in your dressing gown?
I didn't ever do that. I was always in it before I was in the castable bracket to have children. Because it was when I left drama school. So I was always like troubled teen or something.
Oh, okay. How many times?
3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's good.
Actually, I was a copper once, so that's not true. Yeah.
Did you try and get continuity between your 3 troubled teens? Did you pretend they were the same troubled teen?
Well, I was always a bit worried because I was about 26 at the time. The casting department would find out, so I just sort of went in and out quite quickly.
And the last one, David Tennant is not his real name. You said that was false. Mm,
that's true.
Okay.
Hang on, is that right? It's David Tennant is not my real name.
It's a double negative, so that
it's
means it's
a double
it's
negative,
true.
Yes. And thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
That was the double negative that confused me.
Right, yeah, me too. Right, so the new series kicks off on Saturday at 6:20. It's very
it does.
Exciting. Can I ask you, Catherine?
Can you see?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you think of the Doctor Who Dalek merchandise?
It's very nice.
It is nice.
We've got a little Dalek in front of me here.
Can we show you your action
there,
figure
there's
as well.
Your action figure.
Now,
ah, yes.
You see, we had the Sugar Babes in a while ago, and
yeah.
Heidi from the Sugar Babes looked absolutely nothing like her action figure whatsoever. Do you think that looks slightly like you?
It's not bad,
is it?
It's not bad, yeah.
Let's have a look. What's that on your back?
I think it looks a bit like Doctor Who's going to go hiking.
Yeah. It does.
Doctor Who goes rambling.
Yeah, this is from a special edition model.
Oh, is it?
From an episode
from
in series 2.
The Ramblers edition.
I
quite like
this. Looks quite like me. But Catherine's looks really
good. Oh,
like
my one is great.
Yeah.
Go on, what's
it still
like?
To hit the shops, but...
It's not I don't know when it'll be out, but I really, because, you know, they are, you know, they do come in varying degrees of likeness.
Yeah, yeah.
And my one just looks like really, really well, really good.
They just pointed at this picture of a cat figure and
thinking
said,
it was
that
mine.
Yeah,
yes,
no.
That was me as a bride.
Do you have to go
suit bride?
Do you have to go and just like be cast for that kind of thing, or what happens?
No, I did have a face cast done, but that was for something coming up in the episode, in one of the episodes to come. Mm. No, they don't.
They take 360 degree
pictures.
Photographs.
Wow.
But just, you know, normal photographs.
Yeah, not particularly close up.
No.
So I was hoping my ankles would be very well done. It was all over.
How good has it been, the assistant? Because it's like a TV version of being a Bond girl.
Yes, it's
only less time in a bikini.
Well, you haven't seen all the series yet.
Really?
Yeah. Did you come out the sea at some point?
I do, covered in sewage, I'm watching. Yeah.
Because it was Wales, not the Caribbean.
I said that because I've always said to you, Doctor Who is like the TV version of James Bond.
Yeah.
So I'm quite pleased with that.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it? Yeah. Now, we're going to play a quiz in a moment.
Okay.
Called, if that's okay with you.
Now, is that what it's called, or is that?
What if it's not?
It's called.
You just keep asking questions.
It's called Doctor Who Alien. Or Joe Wiley, where you have to work out if it's one of your aliens from the show, or whether
what, a picture.
No, a sound.
Lord,
picture.
Joe.
Catherine.
I'm saying.
No, you.
Yes. We show you a picture of a Doctor Who alien, and you decide whether it's that or Joe Wiley. No. That's not what I'm saying.
So, explain yourself better.
Okay, right. We'll play you a sound of one of the aliens from your series.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Or a sound of Joe Wiley.
Or a sound of Joe Wiley, which we may have tampered with a little. You need to tell me whether it's one of your aliens.
There's been trickery.
Or not. Okay, we'll do that in a minute. First of all, let's speak to some actual listeners. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Louie.
Hi, Louie, you right?
Hello, Louie.
Yes, thanks.
You got a question?
Yes, I have.
How old are you, Louie?
I'm 11.
11, okay, go for it.
I just wanted to know, how do you make your hair so cool all the time? Because I try and it always ends up a mess.
Are you talking to me, Louis? Are you talking to David with that question, Louis?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's a man who works for BBC Wales called Stephen Smith, and he's a very talented makeup designer, and with about four different potions and unctions, first thing in the morning, he massages my scalp, and that's how it comes out. But I couldn't do it on my own. It's all down to Stephen Smith, makeup artist.
Right, so you need to hire Stephen Smith.
He's terribly expensive.
Have you got his number?
I do. I've got his number. Put it on the Radio 1 website.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm sensing a niche for a Doctor Who wig.
Well, yeah.
Snap-on wig.
Yeah.
How about that, Louis, if we got you a Doctor Who wig?
Louis?
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah, you'd like that.
We'll see what we can do about that.
But, David, has Stephen Smith done your hair today? Because it still looks quite cool.
He hasn't, but I've been...
Have you picked up some tips?
He's learned from the master.
Years. I have learned from the master.
Right. Yeah. That probably doesn't help you at all, does it, Louis?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, we'll get the stick-on, snap-on wig for you at some point.
We'll start work on that immediately.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Louis.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Lucia.
Hello, Lucia. How can I help? Oh, we spoke to you earlier, didn't we?
You did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What was your question?
Well, it's for Catherine and for David as well. I wondered if they'd be free on the 16th of August to come to my wedding.
Now, we spoke to Lucia at about 6:35 this morning. She was the first caller we spoke to.
Right.
And she seems to have appeared back on the radio again. Now, this might sway you if she tells you the menu, because she wants you to be there at the whole thing.
Yeah, go on.
All right, go on then.
Okay, well, there's going to be lots of champagne for a start, so that should be a winner.
Yeah.
We're going to have salmon to start, the starter.
Oh, I'm out. Sorry.
He doesn't do salmon. And I don't drink, so you're going to have to work a bit harder now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's a terrible start.
Because up to that point, we were intending on coming.
That's right. Up to that point, I've cleared my diary.
Yeah. So, champagne and salmon, that's off, both of them.
Okay, halloumi cheese.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tempted.
Okay. Okay. For the main, there's either chicken, possibly beef, or a vegetarian, which is a goat's cheese.
Wellington, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see, I don't like pastry. Cheese in pastry.
Goat's cheese Wellington. You can't serve people that at your wedding.
Why not?
Oh, it sounds revolting.
Oh, I can't say that.
That's cheese pie. At your wedding, love.
You want to put a comment on it, yeah?
Right, so the vegetarian is cheese pie. They hate salmon and they hate champagne. Carry on.
What about chicken and beef?
I don't eat meat.
I'll eat chicken and beef.
Well, you're going to have the cheese pie then, Catherine.
Mind you, I could eat David's salmon, so that's
all
right.
That's true, yeah.
Okay. There'll be plenty of vegetables and roasts as well, okay. So,
she's still pushing on through with this, isn't she?
Where is it?
Oh, it's in Northamptonshire. If you want the details, I'll give you them off air.
Let's put them on the BBC Radio 1 website.
Yeah. All right, well, that's great.
Congratulations.
Who are you getting married to?
Cole.
Col.
Oh. Col.
Col and Lucia. That sounds like, oh, that yeah. sounds rather exotic, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Sounds like Mac and Mabel. You could be a
yeah,
musical.
You sound like a musical.
Nice. Yeah.
Right, well, thanks, Lucia.
Oh, thank you for the invite. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Sorry about that.
It's 8:51 on Radio 1, and David Tennant and Catherine Tate are with us. We're going to play Lupe Fiasco, who's in the live lounge with Joe Wiley from 10 this morning.
Oh, I love a little Lupe.
Yeah, and then it's Doctor Who Alien or Joe Wiley, where we show you
not
a picture.
Not pictures. You are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphone.
A fresh, cool young Lou, trying to catch his microphone, check 212. Wanna believe my own hype, but it's too untrue. The world brought me to my knees, what if you brung you? Did you improve on the design, did you do something new? Where you naming on the guest list, who brung you? You, the more famous person you come through, and the sexy lady next to you, you come too. And then the hitman, standing outside of heaven, waiting for God to come and get me. I'm too uncouth, unschooled to the rules, and too gumshoe, too much of a newcomer, and too uncool, like Shadow in the veil. I battle with it well, though I need a holiday like lady who sung blue. Go back, whatever you did, you undo. Heavy as heaven, the devil on me, two tons too.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphones, and they won't.
And you better wear your shades. The spotlights here can burn holes through the stage. Down through the basement, past the Indian graves where the dinosaurs laid. And out through shining illy, Mrs. Airliners magnified times five. This is pointed at the rhyme of ricochets off the moon and set the forest ablaze. Now that's important to say, cause even with all that, most of us don't want it to fade. Duh. We wanted to breed, meaning we wanted to grow, meaning we wanted to stay. Like the governor called, and he told him to wait. Unstrap him from the chair, put him back in his cage. The audience ain't phased, then they ain't gon' clap, and they ain't gon' praise. They want everything back that they paid, cause they've been waiting since 10 to see the lights get dim.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar. The lights are on, and they wanna show. Oh, 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 yeah.
So chauffeur, come and take me away, cause I've been standing in this line for like 5 whole days. Me and security ain't getting along, and when I got to the front, they told me all of the tickets were gone. So just take me home where the mood is mellow, and the roses are thrown, M&Ms are yellow, and the light bulbs around my mirror don't flicker. Everybody gets a nice autograph picture, one for you and one for your sister, who had to work tonight but is an avid listener. Every song's a favorite song and mics don't feedback. All the reviewers say you need to go and see that. And everybody claps cause everybody is pleased. And then they all take the stage and start performing for me. Like ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphones, and they won't. What you say you are, and have no fear.
Lupe Fiasco in the live lounge with Joe later, and that was Superstar. It's 5 to 9. David Tennant and Catherine Tate are with us.
Hello.
Hi. Doctor Who, new series starts on Saturday at 6:20 on BBC One.
6:20, viewers. It's a bit of an odd time, so pay attention. 6:20.
Are you annoyed about that? Because I read this week that Russell T Davies has had a bit of a pop at that.
He's not happy.
I don't think it's the most obvious time. I think people are used to us being on at 7 o'clock. But I think in a couple of weeks it's going to move closer to 7. So I don't know. It's just, I don't know why we're starting at 6:20.
Because of those screaming bints that are on after you. Whatever that reality thingy.
Who wants to be Oliver?
I'd do anything.
I'd do anything. Yes.
Yes.
Which I love.
Do you?
I haven't seen it yet.
I do love a bit of, you know, music.
Kevin Spacey doesn't.
Does he?
No, he does not. No. He's cross.
Well, he's very cross with all this.
Well, to be fair, he's not the obvious choice for it, is he?
He'd have been better going for Joseph.
Yeah. or Bill Sykes, maybe.
Now, we've got some of the stuff. I think this is from probably some newspapers or websites from yesterday.
Right.
Catherine Tate reprises her role as runaway bride Donna. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Are we playing true or false game?
No. Amy Winehouse is...
This isn't the quiz.
...is to star as a villain in the new series as well. Now, I heard this on a radio station yesterday.
Did you notice the date that
well,
that story
exactly.
came out
That's
on.
Why I thought. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, Chappers wants to know, good question this, yeah. is this new series scary?
No, no. Is it? I'm asking as a responsible parent because my little boy is a bit of a wuss and he got scared. I mean,
don't
he's,
say that. But
way to build up your child's confidence.
I know. You know, he ought to be a bit tougher at the age of four. So, and there are a couple of the last episodes.
You're saving up for his therapy.
there are a couple of the last series that scared him a bit. And I don't mind him being scared, I just don't want to have to explain everything to him. Yeah. So, is this...
selfish motive.
Yeah, I just want to sit there and watch it and not be confronted with a crying
don't
toddler.
Banging on in your ear.
God.
You want to interface with your child on a Saturday.
You know, the plots are complicated enough as it is without
people
trying
would call it quality time, you just call it an interference.
So, is he going to be scared by this series?
I think there are scary ones. I think probably
first episode, absolutely not.
Yeah,
it's
first
real...
episode is. I mean, it's got some thrills and spells, but I wouldn't say it's scary.
Right.
The second episode's got bits. There are scary bits, as there should be.
Yeah.
I'd say episodes kind of 8, 9, 10 are probably the scariest ones.
All right, I'll put him in the shed for those.
Yeah.
A lot of the kind of Doctor Who fan sites as well are saying that obviously it's going to have a rest next year, right?
So not rest, it won't be a full series. There'll be three specials instead of a full series.
Yeah. Okay, and a fifth series planned for the year after.
Exactly.
Are you still going to be the Doctor?
I don't know yet.
Oh. Is that your decision or theirs?
I've not had to make up my mind yet because it's 2010. Mercifully, I haven't been asked to decide yet.
Now, if you could look behind you there,
I thought there was some skulking going on behind
you. Right, this is an exercise machine from America, and it's called the Hawaii chair.
Ah.
And what happens is you sit on it, right? And it turns your abs because
it turns your abs.
It moves in a hula motion off
That's
of Hawaii.
It?
Yeah.
Hence the name Hawaii.
Yeah. Listen to these people who have tried it in America.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
That feels great on my abs.
I can really feel this working.
I can feel it working.
Hawaiian chair while answering phones, using the computer, balancing books, or filing paperwork.
Now, I've tried that, and it actually went bonkers.
None of those people have been paid to say those things.
No, not at all.
They're just
spins. The people who made it.
Yeah. It spins round and round, and it got out of control. Now, we were going to ask you to try that earlier, maybe to be featured in a future episode, but we've broken it.
Ah.
Now, is anyone any
good
with...
the end of that feature, then?
Anyone any good with fuses or anything? Because
I have your sonic screwdriver.
Ah. Now, yes, but I think technically that's a plastic replica of the sonic screwdriver. Otherwise, I'd get stuck right in there.
Yeah. Damn.
But unfortunately...
I'll see in two, won't you?
Yeah. We were just hoping that Doctor Who might be able to fix the Hawaii chair, but obviously not.
This isn't the real
one. We gave it one go earlier and it just blew up.
Really?
Okay, let's play Doctor Who Alien or Joe Wiley.
I've been looking forward to this.
Let's see how well you know
Joe
your
Wiley
own series.
As well.
Okay, right, so here's the first one. Is this an alien or is this Joe Wiley?
5, floor 1, truth 6, floor 2.
Well, that's the Jadoon.
Is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Next one.
I can't wait to make enough to you. I can't wait to make enough to you.
I think that's Joe Wiley.
I think that's got the smell of Joe about it.
I can't wait to make love to you.
I can't wait to make love to you.
It's Joe Wiley. Yeah.
It's what she whispered in my ear only the other night.
Next.
What is that? What is that?
Can I just ask, are these, you know when you say they're the aliens, have they been distorted, or are you playing them the way they are? Because I don't recognise it. I didn't recognise the Jadoon.
What is that?
I think they're as they appear.
I think that's a Cyberman, isn't it?
Oh, right.
It's correct again, David. Yeah. Very good. He's good at this. Yeah. He should be. He is the Doctor. Okay.
I don't watch it much.
This is not war!
Oh, God.
That's
Joe, isn't it?
This is not war!
What do you think that is, Catherine?
I think that's a darling.
It's correct.
Yes.
Okay, next.
That's Joe Wiley.
See how long he can last before the anxiety gets too much.
But it was a barely veiled Joe Wiley.
Yeah, it was. Okay, next.
Jadoo?
Yeah, correct. They're very good, aren't they?
They are, aren't
it's
they?
Almost like they're in it.
You can't stand in the way of progress.
That sounds like Russell.
Do that one.
You can't stand in the way of progress.
Is that Joe Wiley?
No, Wiley. That's one of ours, but I can't.
It doesn't sound
is.
Like Joe Wiley.
It's one of her favourite phrases.
You can't stand in the way of progress.
Yep.
What is that?
Lazarus.
Oh, of course it is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
That's Mark Gatiss with his things being done to his voice. Yeah. From the Bible, the audiobook.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The audio version of the Bible.
Yeah.
See
yeah, the original recording of Lazarus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got off a bit of papyrus.
It was Lazarus on the plug.
Right, and the last one.
It's
got to
be Joe Wiley.
It's
got to
be Joe Wiley.
Sure now?
Yeah.
You reckon that's Joe Wiley?
Unless it's an...
I think it is Joe Wiley.
This is an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. Everyone.
Every single one. Right, let's
Do you think Joe Wiley could get a part?
She sounds like she's quite good in it.
Well,
if Amy Winehouse has.
Yeah, exactly. When's Billy back, by the way? Because we had her in a while ago, and she said she was missing you all terribly, but she's coming back, isn't she?
She might make an appearance in this series, yes. Mm. That's, okay. Not entirely impossible.
Really? Around about what time would that be? Sometime in the series.
Sometime in the series.
Sometime okay. In the next 13 weeks.
Yes. Just thought I'd ask.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's take a call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
And I'm fine. And who are you? What's your name?
It's Florence.
Oh, I got that. Oh, right. Hello, Florence.
Hello.
Right. You're talking to David and Catherine. How can we help you?
I just wanted to ask, were there any episodes or a scene you can tell us about in Series 4 that you most enjoyed acting?
Oh, everyone with Catherine Tate in.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, there's a sequence in the one on Saturday night, 6:20 viewers. Which was really complicated to shoot because it was done in so many different bits. But when you see it all put together, there's a sort of stunt sequence.
Yeah.
In a window cleaner cradle on the side of a building. Which is, I think, one of the best sequences we've done.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Look out for that one, Florence,
amongst
right?
Many.
Yeah, well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers,
bye.
Florence.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Abigail.
Hi, Abigail.
Hello. Hi, Abigail. Have you got a question?
Yeah.
How old are you, Abigail?
4 and a half.
4 and a half.
Oh, excellent.
Wow. Okay, go on then.
How old are you?
Oh, well.
Well.
I'm 36, Abigail, which is a good bit older than you, isn't it?
Yeah.
36 probably sounds really old to you, doesn't it?
How old... Oh, was that your question, Abigail?
Yeah.
That was it. How old are you? Okay. Do you mean how old is Doctor Who? Yes?
The Doctor is 903 years old. In fact, he's just had a birthday. He's 904.
I think that's what Abigail meant.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Abigail, yeah. The Doctor is 904 years old.
All right, Abigail?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye, Abigail.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bless. Right, thank you very much to David and to Catherine for coming in today. Let's remind people of when the new series kicks off again.
I don't know, Catherine, when is the new series starting on Saturday on BBC One?
It's 6:20.
Yeah.
A bit earlier than sometimes.
Earlier than you might expect. Mm. But, don't let that stop you tuning in.
Not at all.
And I check in coming weeks, because that time might change.
Might change. Subjects are changed.
Listen, guys, thank you very much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. This is Gusto on Radio 1.
Well, you don't need
That was Gusto and Disco's Revenge on Radio 1. I can't actually believe this. I think we may have got the Hawaii chair to work. We plugged it in. Right, okay, David, Doctor Who's on the Hawaii chair. Okay, right, if you just sit there, okay, and then feel your abs getting toned as the Hawaii chair...
Hey! You are kidding me on!
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Is that it? Have I broken that again?
Right, try again. No, that's it. It went on.
Was that 2 seconds?
That was 2 seconds of Doctor Who on the Hawaii. Look at your abs. That is. Look at that. They're like steel.
That was terrifying. That
yeah,
was
it is.
Serious 2 seconds of my life.
It is horrible, isn't it?
How did you do that and answer the phone at work?
Exactly.
Balance books in your
exactly.
head.
The video of the Hawaii chair trying to kill me is still online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Thank you, David, for having a go. It looks like we've broken it again.
Yeah.